Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, following the official launch of the 6th generation iPad mini last week, customers have been noticing something called jelly scrolling on the display. Jelly scrolling is when half of the display is refreshing noticeably slower than the other, which results in a wobble effect when content moves quickly. Complaints about this for the iPad Mini 6 have started to gain traction on Twitter, leading many users to speculate that it was some sort of hardware or software problem. But now, in a statement, Apple has said that the jelly scrolling effect on the iPad Mini is normal and expected behavior for an LCD display. Apple explains that LCD panels, such as the one used in the iPad Mini, do line-by-line refresh, which causes a delay between the lines. But users still say that the jelly scrolling effect is much less noticeable on other iPads that use a 60Hz LCD display, such as the iPad Air and the entry-level iPad. But unfortunately, because Apple says this is an expected behavior, those who have bought the new iPad Mini 6 won't be able to ask for a free repair or replacement. In other news today, Apple is rolling out major updates to its suite of iWork applications, including Pages, Numbers, and Keynote. The focus with these updates is on bringing deeper integration with the iPhone and iPad, and more. First off, Keynote is adding a new live video feature that Apple says makes presentations more engaging by letting you use the camera on your iPhone or iPad to show yourself on screen in a slide while giving a presentation. There's also support for multi-cam presentations when using an external webcam. There's also a new instant translation feature that lets you translate selected text in up to 11 different languages. You can also now drag and drop to copy text, images, and other items. And new slideshow controls provide easier access to slide navigation, keyboard shortcuts, video sources, and more. Numbers is adding pivot tables for the first time, which Apple describes as a powerful and flexible way to view and analyze data. There's also now support for radar charts, enhanced quick filters, improved collaboration, and more. Finally, Pages is adding something called Screen View, which automatically displays text, images, and other elements on your iPhone in a continuous flow that's optimized to fit your screen so documents are easier to read and edit on the go. There's also a new quick format bar on iPhone to let you quickly change paragraph styles, text formatting, and more. Other notable upgrades include new collaboration features, drag-and-drop support, instant translation, and improved book publishing. The latest versions of Pages, Numbers, and Keynote are available to download now from the app stores on iOS and macOS. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and build customer relationships, and Direct Mail for Mac makes it super easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. You can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantages of all the Mac technologies you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling with slow and clunky web-based tools, and everything is done natively on your Mac. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive, customizable templates that look great on all devices, and its customer service is staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-feature plans by going to directmailmac.com/9TO5. Rounding out today, back in January of 2020, 9 to 5 Mac reported that Apple was working on a new Pro mode to let MacBook users get maximum performance by ignoring energy-saving restrictions. Now, the latest version of macOS Monterey for beta testers suggests that Apple is still working on this feature, but it's now called High Power Mode. The first references to Pro Mode were found in macOS Catalina 10.15.3. The internal macOS code described this option as something that would make applications run faster, but reduce your battery life and increase your fan noise. The feature was ultimately never released to the public, and all references were ultimately removed from the macOS Monterey beta, until now. New references to High Power Mode were added to macOS Monterey Beta 8, which was released to developers yesterday. Low Power Mode already exists, and it's designed to reduce the performance of Mac laptops to save battery life. So High Power Mode is expected to do the opposite, and let users run applications at full performance even when the Mac is not connected to power. This would let the CPU and the GPU run at full power at all times. It could also turn on the fans, although this has become less of a necessity with the transition to Apple Silicon. But unfortunately, this feature is still inaccessible to users, so it's unclear when Apple plans to officially introduce High Power Mode for the MacBook. As we've said many times, new MacBook Pro models are expected in the coming weeks with an M1X processor on the inside, so it could be the perfect announcement to go alongside with High Power Mode. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.